让我们大家一起默祷，预备我们的心。
Let's all pray in silence, prepare our hearts.
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath afternoon service.
我们来唱诗492首。
Sing hymn 492. Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord and ask God to guide this afternoon service. Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21.
我们来念第七节。
And let's read from verse 7.
新约圣经约翰福音二十一章第七节。
John chapter 21 verse 7。
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”啊，那时彼得，西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。啊，今天下午啊，我们一起用是主啊这个题目来互相的勉励。
And this afternoon, I'd like to use the topic "It is the Lord" as mutual encouragement.
啊，早上我所讲的啊所交通的集中在约翰福音二十章。
And this morning I talked about what's recorded in around John chapter 20.
今天下午我们集中在二十一章。
And this afternoon we're going to concentrate on chapter 21.
啊，这两章啊是约翰福音的最后两章。
And these two chapters are the last two chapters in the book of John.
从约翰啊，使徒约翰啊写这本约翰福音啊，对主耶稣认识啊，这两章是一个结束。
And after the Apostle John has written this book, these last two chapters are the conclusion of the entire book.
我们知道四福音啊，马太、马可、路加、约翰是从四个人角度来看这主耶稣在世界上所做的事。
And we know that the four Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the four different point of view from four different perspective from to look on Jesus.
那这约翰福音这两章啊，是主耶稣从约翰的角度来看最后两件事情。
And the book of John is the point of view from John to see these last two things.
然后主耶稣就这个记载啊啊，在世上的记载就到一个段落，然后就进入到《使徒行传》。
And then after this will be a conclusion point, and then you entering into the book of Acts.
就在约翰福音的后面，就是《使徒行传》。
And that would be after the book of John.
使徒行传就接续这四福音，讲主耶稣升天啊，升天以后圣灵降临，怎么建立教会。
And the book of Acts talks about the resurrection of Christ, and then and the Holy Spirit and descended onto the church.
那我们可以看出来，这是两个很大的不同的时间啊，不同的记载。
And we could see that these are two different timelines.
从一个时段进入到另外一个时段。
And from one time frame entering into another.
他们跟从主耶稣三年多，最后主耶稣被钉十字架复活。
And they have followed Jesus for 3 years, and then and Jesus was crucified on the cross and resurrected.
他这些门徒跟从主耶稣三年多，学习到所有的道理，也经历到主耶稣所做的。
And the disciples has followed Jesus for 3 years, and then all the teachings that they have learned and studied, and all the things that they have done together.
最后，主耶稣的肉身要离开这个世界。
And then at the end, the flesh of Jesus will leave and depart the world.
他要回到父神那里去了。
And he will return back to Heavenly Father.
他求天父降下圣灵。
And he asked the Heavenly Father to send the Holy Spirit onto the earth.
帮助这些门徒建立地上的神的国。
And to help the disciples to establish the kingdom on this earth, which is the church.
所以《使徒行传》就是建立神的国，地上神的国。
And the book of Acts talks about the establishment of God's kingdom in the world.
那在这个之前，他们要学习准备预备建立神的国。
And before that, they will be learning and studying how to establish the kingdom of God.
神的国在地上就是教会。
And God's kingdom on this world, which is the church.
就是你跟我。
And you and I.
如果个人来讲，也就是你的心。
And from an individual perspective, which is your heart.
我们个人来讲，或者教会来讲，有两个阶段。
And from a personal point of view, a church point of view, there would be two different parts.
所以我们要努力追求进入到第二个阶段。
And we have to strive hard to enter the second part.
那在第一个阶段是当作基础，非常重要。
So the first part would be considering the foundation, which is very important.
所以使徒约翰在约翰一书那里讲。
So Apostle John talked about in 1 John.
这个起初原有的生命之道。
And in the beginning, there is the life and the word.
The word of life.
The word of life.
哎，这个道啊，可以使我们得生命。
And the word will let us regain life.
哎，然后这个是在没有时空之前就有的这个东西。
And this has happened ever since from the beginning.
哎，就是神呐。
And which is God.
就是耶稣啊。
And which is Jesus.
然后他讲啊，这是从他使徒自己的体验讲的啊。
And this is from his own experience.
是我们亲眼看到
，and he said I have seen it personally.
是我耳朵亲耳听到
，and I have hear it by myself.
是我的手亲手摸过的
，and I have personally touched it with my hands.
他在讲什么
？and what is he talking about?
生命之道是谁
？and what is the word of life?
就是主耶稣
，which is Lord Jesus.
我们今天早上讲。约翰福音二十章。
So this morning we talked about John chapter 20.
主耶稣叫多马，你把手拿过来，摸我的钉痕，摸我的枪伤。
And so basically Jesus told Thomas to stick out his hand and touch his crucifixion wounds.
多马说，我的主，我的神。
And then Thomas replied, my God, my Lord.
圣经没有讲他有没有去摸。
And the Bible did not say that whether he actually touched it or not.
摸不摸也不重要了。
And it's rather unimportant at that point.
他心里已经摸到了。
And because he touched it with his heart.
他完全信服主耶稣就是神，就是他的主人。
And he completely believed that Lord Jesus is the God and which is his Lord.
哎，在约翰福音二十三之前。
And before John chapter 23.
多马每天跟着主耶稣
，and Thomas was following Jesus on a daily basis.
每天听主耶稣在讲道
，and he was listening to Jesus' sermon.
每天可以说每天都看主耶稣行神迹奇事
，and he witnesses the miracles performed by Lord Jesus.
但是他亲手摸到主耶稣是什么时候呢
？And when does he personally touch Jesus?
主耶稣死里复活，向他显现说。你过来摸我的时候
and that was when Jesus resurrected told him to come and touch him.
这该告诉我们什么
and what has this told us?
我们可以听到很多的道理
and we can listen to many sermons.
你可以研究很多的道理
and you could study many scriptures.
你也可以很多的祷告
you could pray often.
你可以做很多的工作
and you could do many work.
但是你我们个人要亲手摸到耶稣是另外一回事。
But if we want to personally touch Jesus, that's a different story.
换句话说，我们会懂很多圣经的道理。
And in other words, we will understand many words in the Bible.
但是那个道理在我的生命，在我的生活中，我体验到了。那是不同的。
And this word is different from what I've experienced in life.
这个求主耶稣给我们怜悯带领啊。
And please ask the Lord for mercy and guidance regarding this.
最重要是体验的。
And faith comes with experience.
当我们一个体验到的时候。
And when we actually experienced it,
你终身不会忘记。
You would never forget it for the rest of your life.
不需要用背的。
You don't have to recite it.
那是小孩子啊，宗教教育我们叫他背圣经节啊。
And that would be children that's doing that in RE.
我们在大人了，不需要。
And we are all adults, and we don't need to do that.
那个是神把他的话就钉在你的心里面。
And this is God's nailing His words onto your heart.
这个叫做生命之道。
And this is the words of life.
哎，有生命的。
And it has life within.
那个你听到的道在你的心里面会长大的。
And the words that you heard will grow inside your heart.
别人看得到，你自己也会体会到。
Other people might see it in you, and you would definitely experience it.
我们早上讲的约翰福音二十章。
And this morning we talked about John chapter 20.
然后二十，我们今天下午来集中在二十一章。
This afternoon we will focus on John chapter 21.
从二十章进到二十一章，另外一个层次。
And we will enter from chapter 20 into chapter 22, a different level.
在二十章的时候，他体会到 真正主耶稣就是主，就是神。
And in chapter 20, he really experienced that Lord Jesus is indeed God himself.
对多马来讲，对使徒来讲，对那些门徒来讲，很大的震撼。
And to Thomas and all the disciples, this is a shocking event.
当他们体验以后，
and after their experience,
过不久他就忘记了，就平淡下来了。
And not long after, they forgot it, and then everything went back to normal.
我们有时候也就有这种体会啊。
And sometimes we might experience this.
灵恩会的时候，你信心就达到高潮。
And during spiritual convocation, your faith was elevated into a high point.
有的人可能回家就说，我每天要祷告一个钟头。
And somebody might even say that I will pray an hour after I go home every day.
但是回家以后啊。
But after you go back home,
大概能够持续两个礼拜的就不错了。
And it'll be good if you could last2 weeks or so.
因为那是我在讲我自己。
Because I'm talking about myself.
很困难啊。
And it's very difficult.
如果没有继续体验神。
And if you don't continue to experience God,
你这种一时的火热不会长久的。
And this is only a temporary fire, it would not last.
如果我们是主耶稣啊，我就不要这个门徒了，这忽冷忽热的。
And if I'm Lord Jesus, I would rather not have this disciple because he's neither hot nor cold.
主耶稣是神啊。
And Lord Jesus is God.
主耶稣不会像我。
Lord Jesus is not like me.
还是继续教导门徒。
And he's continuing to teach the disciples.
明明知道门徒等一下就冷下去了，还是继续照养他们。
Although that he knew that the disciple would get cold later on, but he continues to instruct them.
约翰福音二十一章怎么开头的呢？
And how did John chapter 21 starts?
第一节
verse 1.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记载下面。这些事以后。
And afterwards,
这些事是什么事啊？
And what are the things that afterwards?
就是在讲二十章的事啊。
And this is talking about chapter 20.
二十章的最后就是多马就在喊啊，我的主，我的神啊。
And the concluding section would be Thomas yelling, "My God, my Lord."
主耶稣在二十章跟门徒显现两次。
And Jesus appeared to the disciples twice in chapter 20.
然后二十一章是第三次。
And chapter 21 will be the third time.
因为二十一章第十四节讲第三次的。
And it's actually recorded on verse 14, will be the third time.
在他们一个提比亚，提比利亚应该是加利利海了，应该是没有错，如果我没有记错的话。
And if I remember correctly, the Sea of Tiberias is actually the Sea of Galilee.
这个海对门徒来讲太熟悉了。
And this is a very familiar ground for the disciples.
他们长在那里，生在那里。
They grew up from that area.
靠那个海吃饭。
And they relied on the sea for food.
他们好几个都是打鱼的。
And many of them are fishermen.
太熟悉了。
And they are very familiar with the area.
第一次主耶稣召四个门徒就在那个海上，就在那海边召的。
And so the first time Jesus called the four disciples are from that area, from that sea.
彼得、雅各啊，彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰四个。
And Peter, James, Andrew, and John.
两对兄弟。
And two brothers.
从那海边把他叫出来的。
And they were called upon by the sea.
经过了三年多，走遍了天下。
And after 3 years, they walked throughout the world.
主耶稣已经过世了。
And Jesus has passed on.
虽然复活了。
And he has resurrected as well.
但是他们不知道要做什么。
But they don't know that what they're supposed to do.
他们又回去打鱼了。
And they went back going fishing again.
我们看圣经第21章第二节第三节就知道。
And chapter 21 verse 2 and 3 we will see.
总共七个人。七个门徒。
And there are seven disciples.
第一个门徒就是彼得。
And the first one is Peter.
因为彼得带头。
And because he is the head.
彼得说我要去打鱼，要不要去啊？
He says that I will go fishing. Do you guys, do you want to come along?
他说好啊，没事啊，打吧。
And he says, okay, since I'm free, we will go fishing.
结果第二个人的名字是谁呢？
And who's the second person?
在第二节的前面的地方啊。
And verse 2 in the front.
有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马。
and Simon Peter and also Thomas called Didymus.
哎，这多马也跑去打鱼了。
And so Thomas also went to fishing.
他不是刚刚在喊过我的主我的神吗？
I thought he called my Lord and my God just not long ago.
他不是知道他应该做什么吗？
And he should know that what he was supposed to do.
但是他跟着彼得去打鱼去了。
But he followed Peter to go fishing.
他没有去传福音。
And he did not preach the gospel.
所以让我们知道。
And so this let us know.
光嘴巴喊我的主我的神啊，不会去服侍神的啦。
And when you only call out my Lord and my God with your mouth, it's not necessarily that you will serve God.
就是你心里已经很定了。
Although your heart may be very stable.
你想要做。
You wanted to do it.
神还没有召呼你做啊。
But God has not called upon you to do that.
那怎么办呢？
And what should we do?
回家做我的事啊，那怎么办？
So I will go back home and take care of my own business.
所以七个人就去打鱼了。
So the seven of them gone out fishing.
主耶稣来跟他们显现。
And Lord Jesus appeared to them.
主耶稣为什么跟他们显现？
And how come Lord Jesus appeared to them?
主耶稣要再一次把他召回来。
And Jesus want to call them back once again.
你看圣经就晓得。
If you read the Bible, you will understand this.
主耶稣教他的门徒是这样教的。
And this is how the Lord teaches his disciples.
叫他回来一次。
And to come back one time.
他又跑回去了。
And then they will leave.
主耶稣又继续把他找回来。
And Jesus will find them and try to recall them back
again. 他又跑回去了。
And they will leave again.
主耶稣又再把他跑回来。
And Jesus will do that again.
我们的信仰当中需要神一再的肯定。
And in our faith, we need affirmation from God.
很少看到有一个人从小就到大不需要神的肯定的信仰。
And it's rarely that I see anybody from young to old without any approval from God for his faith.
每一次再被神召回来。
And every time they call back from God.
这个人的信心又长大了。
And their faith will grow.
他又更认识神。
And he would know God a little better.
好像高高低低。
And it's kind of like high and low.
但是是不断的往前走的。
But it's steadily going forward.
这约翰福音二十一章让我们看出来。
And so from John chapter 21, we could see this.
第四节开始。
And verse 4 from the beginning.
主耶稣怎么把他们召回来。
And we will see how Lord Jesus has called them back.
他们那时候整晚打了整晚找不到一条鱼。
And they spent the night and caught nothing.
他们都是职业渔夫啊。他们应该是很会打鱼，就是打不到鱼。
They are professional fishermen, so they should know what they're doing, but they have caught nothing.
当然我们知道了。
And of course we know this.
主耶稣不要他们打海里的鱼。
And Jesus didn't want them to fish anything from the sea.
时候到了。
And time is here.
主耶稣要他们打路上的鱼，打抓捕人啊。
The Lord wanted them to catch the fish on land, which is men.
要传福音啊。
And they have to preach the gospel.
这一次啊，主耶稣真的要叫他们去传福音啊。
And this is the time that Jesus will definitely want them to go and preach.
但是主耶稣用这样子的环境来教导他。
And Jesus tries to teach them under this environment.
主耶稣教导我们的方法，就是我们平常之间的所做所在的环境里面来教我们。
And the way that the Lord teaches us will be based on our surroundings and the areas that we live in.
我们会知道得很清楚的。
And we will be very clear regarding that.
那个时候天快亮了。
At the time, it's about daybreak.
那耶稣站在岸边。
And Jesus was standing on the shore.
大概不远的地方了。
And a distance not far from them.
门徒看不见耶稣。
The disciples isn't able to see Jesus. They don't know that was Jesus.
耶稣可能大喊啊，你们有没有吃到？有没有吃的？
And Jesus was screaming and shouting, "Do you have anything to eat?"
他说没有啊。
And they said no.
主耶稣第六节告诉他。
And verse 6, Jesus has said to them,
把网往右边一撒。
Cast your net onto the right hand side.
他们一撒，哇！拿不上来，全是鱼。
And after they had cast the net, and it's hard for them to pull up because it's full of fish.
因为有153条大鱼。
And it's 153 large fishes.
那很重啊。
And it's very heavy.
如果一条是一磅啊，有一百多磅，那很重。
And if it's one pound of fish, it's about 100 something pounds. It's very heavy.
如果一条是 10磅的话就1000多磅，那当然拿不起来了。
And if it's 10 pound per fish, then it's going to be 1,000 something pounds. So it's hard. It's very heavy.
哟，怎么抓到那么多鱼
？And how would they catch so many fish？
哎，在这个当中
，And in the midst of this，
七个人当中
，Among the seven people，
第七节
，Verse seven，
耶稣所爱的门徒
，And the disciple whom Jesus loved，
到底是谁？
And who is this?
And
John, in the book of John, you never see what the answers are.
这个就是写作的一个笔法。
And this is a style of writing technique.
这个作者把他自己隐藏起来。
And so the author will hide himself within the book.
他用耶稣所爱的这个门徒。
And he used the disciple whom Jesus loved.
那个时候他的门徒都知道耶稣最爱的是哪一位门徒。
And during that time, all the disciples knew that which disciple Jesus has loved the most.
因为他跟彼得很好。
And because he was very close with Peter.
他常常跟在彼得旁边。
He was always around Peter.
在洗脚礼完了以后。
And after foot washing.
这个彼得就叫耶稣所爱的门徒靠着主耶稣的胸膛问耶稣说卖你的是哪一位。
And Peter described that the disciple that whom Jesus loved the most was lying beside Jesus and asked Jesus the question that which disciple will betray you.
彼得跟这耶稣所爱的门徒很近。
And so Peter was close with this disciple whom Jesus loved the most.
一般说法就是约翰啊。
And so the common saying is John.
约翰也是写启示录的那个约翰。
And John was also the author of Revelation.
他活到很老啊，活到八九十岁。
And he lived on for till very old, till about 80 or 90 years old.
其他的使徒都死了。
And all the other disciples has died.
他写的启示录。
And he has written Revelation.
他写约翰福音。
And he wrote John.
他跟主耶稣非常的亲近。
And he was very close with Jesus.
他写的东西跟其他人写的不一样。
And the works that he has written is different from others.
他常常写的东西现在我们都看不懂。
And many of the things that he has wrote, we still don't understand it until now.
因为他跟主耶稣最亲近。
Because he was closest to Jesus.
神把他最重要的东西告诉他。
And God has told him the most important things.
那就是属灵的东西。
And these are spiritual
things. 很难懂的。
It's very hard to understand.
好像说约翰福音第一章第一节。
And just like John chapter 1 verse 1.
第太初有道。
In the beginning there's the word.
道与神同在。
And the word is with God.
道就是神。
And the word is God himself.
第十四节。
And verse 14,
道成了肉身,
and the word became flesh,
住在我们当中,
and has dwelled among us.
我们都知道他在讲谁,
and we know that who is he referring to?
那个就是耶稣,
and this is Jesus.
耶稣就是没有时间以前的神啊,
and Jesus is a God without time.
耶稣成人啊。
And Jesus became man.
这个人没有一个人这样写，没有人会帮我这样写。
Nobody will write this way.
第七约二十一章第七节说。
And chapter 21 verse 7 says.
谁第一个认识耶稣的
？Who was the one that first knew Jesus?
耶稣在岸边说：“你们有吃的没有
？”And Jesus was standing on the shoreline saying that, "Do you have anything to eat?"
你们往右边一撒过去。
And why don't you cast the net to the right side?
他们抓了很多鱼。
And they was able to capture many fish.
只有一个人想到是主耶稣。
And only one person thought that was Jesus.
你想得到吗？
And were you able to think that?
大部分人都想不到。
I'm pretty sure not a lot of people would think that way.
我想这个人想到一件事啦。
And so this person thought of one thing.
主耶稣招他们的时候，招彼得的时候，也是一样的。
And this is the same scenario when Jesus has called them when called to Peter.
3.5年以前,
and that was 3.5 years ago.
主耶稣借了彼得的船,
and Jesus has borrowed Peter's boat
来讲道理,
and to give sermon.
讲完道理以后, 他说, 开船去抓鱼,
and after sermon, he says that we should go out and fish.
彼得说, 没有鱼啦, 我抓了半天都没有鱼。
And Peter says that there's nothing, I wasn't able to catch anything.
哎, 但是尊敬你啊, 我就撒网。
And but according to you, I'm going to listen to you and cast out the net.
结果抓了一大堆鱼,
and then they caught a lot of fish.
那时候彼得怎么讲?
So what did Peter say at the time?
主啊, 离开我, 我是个罪人。
And he says to the Lord, Lord, please depart from me, I am a sinner.
哎, 第一次认到耶稣,
and this is the first time they had encountered Jesus.
彼得第一次认识他是这个罪人。
And Peter realized that he himself was a sinner.
哎, 他, 约翰也在旁边,
and John was next to them.
那时候约翰他不认识主耶稣,
and at the time, John did not know Jesus as well.
哎, 还没有像彼得那样认识,
and he didn't have the same attitude as Peter.
哎, 3年多以后,
after 3 years,
这次又是捕鱼,
and they were fishing again.
哎, 这个约翰有神的灵啊,
and now this John has the spirit, has the movement of God's spirit.
我想他想到3.5年以前的事情,
I'm pretty sure he remembered the things that happened 3.5 years ago.
是主耶稣啊,
and that was Jesus.
哎, 他喊啊,
and so he was yelling.
这是谁行动了呢?
But anybody took action.
哎, 是彼得行动啊,
and Peter took action.
第七节说,
and verse 7 says,
他听到他讲是主,
and as soon as heard him say it is the Lord.
哎, 他马上穿一件衣服, 跳到海里面, 到主耶稣那里去了,
and he wrapped his garment around him and he jumped into the water.
嗯, 他都没有讲话,
and he hasn't said anything.
他不敢讲任何的话,
and he was afraid to say anything.
其实门徒也没有人敢讲话,
and none of the disciples was there to say anything.
因为大家知道这个是主,
and because everyone knew that this was the Lord.
哎, 把鱼拿过来, 煮一煮, 哎, 烧一烧, 准备吃饭,
and so they cooked the fish and are ready to eat.
哎, 这在干, 告诉我们什么?
And what is this telling us?
这些门徒虽然在20章已经认识耶稣了, 是主, 是神,
and the disciples knew Jesus back when chapter 20 as God himself.
但是他们不知道主要他们做什么,
but they didn't know that their main objectives.
哎, 他不知道要做什么, 只要回家做自己的事咯,
and so they don't know what they're supposed to do, so they go back home and want to take care of their own things.
主耶稣再一次把他们召回来,
so once again, Jesus called them out to them.
从什么地方召回来的?
And where?
从他们每天打鱼, 他们的工作上把他叫回来,
and from the place where they work and is where they fish.
哎, 他们知道主耶稣,
and they know that Lord Jesus wanted them to come back. And they wanted to wait and see what Lord Jesus will say.
哎, 主耶稣跟他们讲什么?
And so the Lord Jesus told them.
我们看15节,
and we will see verse 15.
约翰福音21章15节,
John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17.
他们吃完早饭, 耶稣对西门彼得说, 约翰的儿子, 西门, 你爱我比这些更深吗? 彼得说,主啊, 是的, 你知道我爱你。 耶稣对他说, 你喂养我的小羊。 16节,
16.
啊, 耶稣第二次又对他说, 约翰的儿子西门, 你爱我, 爱我吗? 彼得说,主啊, 是的, 你知道我爱你。 耶稣说, 你喂养, 牧养我的羊。 17节,
17.
啊, 第三次对他说, 约翰的儿子西门, 你爱我吗? 彼得, 因为耶稣第三次对他说, 你爱我吗? 就忧愁。 对耶稣说,主啊, 你是无所不知的, 你知道我爱你。 耶稣说,你喂养我的羊。 啊, 主耶稣到这里啊, 就交代使命了。
And so here Jesus was giving his instructions for mission.
啊, 特别是对彼得。
Especially to Peter.
哎, 我们可以知道, 我们每一个人从神得到的使命是直接的。
And we know that sometime we will gain the missions from Jesus.
哎, 没有错啊, 教会安排我们工作,
and many times the church will assign us work.
哎, 但是是我直接向神负责的,
but I am personally responsible to God.
哎, 神会直接问我的,
and God will ask me directly.
哎, 主耶稣要彼得肯定,
and so Jesus wanted Peter to be sure.
哎, 你可以服侍我吗?
can you serve me?
哎，所以主耶稣就问他。
And so Jesus asked him.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
And do you love me more than these?
比所有的更加深吗？
And more than anything, any other things.
哎，彼得已经准备好了。
And Peter was prepared.
在之前彼得没有准备好。
And before that, Peter was not prepared.
主耶稣也不会问他那么多。
And so Lord Jesus did not ask him too much.
哎，主耶稣有一次问他。
And so Jesus once asked him,
你认为我是谁？
Who do you think I am?
哎，彼得就说了。
And Peter replied,
你是基督永生神的儿子。
You are Christ, the eternal Son of God.
哎，主耶稣就马上告诉他。
And so Jesus replied again,
你是有福的。
And you are blessed.
哎，但是你知道我是基督永生的儿子，不是人告诉你的。
And you know that I am the Christ, the Christ, the eternal Son of God, but this is not from men.
是天父启示你的。
And this was revealed to you by Heavenly Father.
他那时候他认识基督。
And at that time, he understand who is Christ.
是神感动他启示他的。
And so God has moved him and revealed to him.
这一次不一样啊。
But this time is different.
这一次主耶稣又叫他服侍。
And this time, Jesus told Peter to serve.
是要他用生命来服侍主啊。
And he has to use his life to serve the Lord.
所以主耶稣问他，你真的爱我吗？
And so Jesus asked him, do you truly love me?
彼得回答说，我真的爱你。
And Peter replied, you know that I love you.
主耶稣说，你要喂养我的羊。
And Jesus said, feed my lambs.
连续三次。
And three times he said that.
为什么主耶稣用羊来比喻呢？
And why does Jesus use lambs as an example here?
这羊到底是谁？
And who are the lambs?
就是主耶稣的门徒啊。And it
will be the disciple of Jesus and also the members.
主耶稣要招一些人来照顾教会的信徒。
And Jesus wanted to call somebody and to take care of the members in the church.
这种人有一个条件。
And to become this person, there's a criteria.
这种人要先爱主耶稣啊。
And this person must love Jesus first.
要先爱主耶稣大过所有的。
And he must love Jesus more than any other things.
但是啊，话又说回来啊。
But if we could think back.
哪有一个人，可以爱教会、爱弟兄姊妹超过所有的呢？
And how would anybody would love the church and then the members more than anything else in the world?
那个人不可能产生这种爱心的。
And there would be no such person that could possibly have the heart of love.
爱是从哪里来的？
And where do love come from?
约翰一书第四章告诉我们了。神就是爱。
And 1 John chapter 4 tells us that God is love.
我们爱。爱人啊，爱神，因为神先爱我。
And we love men and we love God because God has loved us first.
所以主耶稣在问彼得说，你爱我吗？
And so Lord Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
其实主耶稣在问彼得说，你真正体会到我爱你吗？
And so the real question is, the Lord is really asking, do you feel that how my love is to you?
你如果不知道我爱你，你怎么会爱我呢？
If you don't know that I love you, then how is it possible that you can love me?
彼得这时候明白啊。
And so Peter understand at this point.
我想应该是明白了。
I'm pretty sure he came to an understanding.
因为他回答三次啊。
Because he answered three times.
不管他真的明白或不明白了。
I don't care if he really understands it or not.
但是主耶稣要问我们。
But Lord Jesus would ask us the same question.
在你服事之前。
Before you serve.
你真正明白主耶稣爱你吗？
Do you truly understand that Lord Jesus loves you?
什么叫主耶稣的爱？
And what is Jesus love?
就是主耶稣钉十字架，为我的罪钉十字架的爱。
Because he was nailed on the cross for my sin. That was his love.
我们体会得出来吗？
And can we feel that love?
我们了解吗？
Do we understand that love?
这是 主耶稣在问彼得。
And this is the question that was posed to Peter by the Lord.
主耶稣怎么爱人呢？
And how does Lord Jesus love men?
主耶稣说，我好像牧人，好牧人一样。
And Jesus says that I am like the good shepherd.
为羊舍命啊。
And I would sacrifice my life for the sheep and lambs.
圣经里面啊，讲神跟人的关系，用很多的比喻。
And the Bible uses many different parables to describe the relationships of God and men.
有时候讲父亲跟子女。
I'm sorry, men and men. Sometimes you talk about the father and the sons.
不是，在神跟人的关系啊，有时候用父亲跟子女来讲。
Oh, okay, the relationship between men, God and men, sometimes could be from like a father to the children's.
然后有时候会用讲。好牧人，牧人跟他的牧的羊。
And also, the shepherd and the lambs.
约翰福音第十章。
And John chapter 10.
什么叫做好牧人？
And what is a good shepherd?
好牧人是什么样的人呢？
And what does it mean to be a good shepherd?
主耶稣要彼得做一个好牧人。
And Jesus wanted Peter to become a good shepherd.
我们看好牧人主耶稣怎么讲。
And so we will see what Jesus have said here.
约翰福音第十章第十一节。
John chapter 10 verse 11.
十一节。
John chapter 10 verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。十二节。
Verse 12.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是自己的，他看见狼来了，就撇下羊逃走。狼，抓住羊，赶散了羊群。第十五节，十三节。
Verse 13.
雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，并不顾念羊。顾念羊，十四节。
Verse 14.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。好，这个地方来讲述主耶稣是好牧人。
And here that Jesus talked about that he's a good shepherd.
主耶稣要彼得做一个好工人。
And the Lord Jesus wanted Peter to be a good worker.
要怎么样呢？做到要为羊舍命。
And in order to be a good worker, you have to sacrifice yourself for the lambs.
主耶稣在这边解释，好牧人跟雇工不一样。
And Jesus was explaining that a good shepherd is different from a good worker.
那个被人家请的工人呐、啊，下班了就回家了，管理这个公司怎么样啊
？A hired hand, and when it's time to get off work, and they will leave, and they will not care about anything else.
如果狼来了，赶快跑啊！狼来了，我被咬伤怎么办呢
？And so if the wolf comes, they will run in a different direction because they don't want to be injured.
好牧人会把羊赶，跟狼来赶走羊啊，赶走狼。甚至会受伤，或是性命会没有。
And a good shepherd will try to chase away the beast and even wolves, and sometimes they might be injured.
这个看这个书上这样写的啊。
And this is what's written in the book.
在中东的地方，那牧羊啊，是一个很辛苦的工作。
And if you're a shepherd in the Middle East and you're shepherding sheep.
非常困难的工作。
It's a very difficult and dangerous job.
他要出去啊，要几个礼拜、几个月哦，到出去带着羊去吃草。
And often you would go out for weeks and months at a time to for your sheep to eat the grass.
白天要看他，晚上也要看他。
You have to watch over them doing day and daytime and nighttime.
听说到晚上的时候，就要把羊啊赶到一个，比如说洞穴里面啊，或一个什么地方可以。有点保护的地方。
And at nighttime, they have to try to gather the sheep into a cave or some sort of protection to protect them.
然后把羊安顿好以后，牧人啊要睡在哪里啊
？And so, where would the shepherd sleep after they he has protected the sheep?
那个牧人呐、啊，就睡在那个洞口。
And the shepherd will sleep in front of the cave.
羊都在里面。羊都在里面睡觉。
And all the sheep are inside the cave sleeping.
这个好牧人会睡在洞口。
And so a good shepherd will sleep in the front of the entrance of the cave.
任何野兽进来。
So any wild beast that might come in.
他要站起来。
And he has to stand up.
要野兽要经过他才能够吃到羊。
And the wild beasts must go through him in order to get to the sheep.
这叫做好牧人为羊舍命啊。
And this is a good shepherd who is willing to sacrifice his own life for the sheep.
主耶稣要彼得做这种的好牧人。
And so Lord Jesus wanted Peter to become a good shepherd such as this.
教会的弟兄姊妹都是主的羊。
And all the brothers and sisters in church.Are considered the sheep of God.
不是礼拜六的时候才照顾他。
And you can not only care for them on Saturdays alone.
是二十四小时都要照顾他的。
It's a 24-hour job.
一个电话来了。
So any phone calls you receive.
哎呦，你赶快跑去安慰他，帮他祷告。
And you will maybe give them comfort and pray for them.
甚至下大雪你也跑去了。
And even if it's doing heavy snow, you might run to them as well.
我听到一个见证啊。
And I've heard a testimony.
有一个工人真的有这个心啊。
And there was a worker who has this type of dedication.
下了大雪。
And during a snowstorm.
他竟然开了好几个钟头去看那个信徒。
And he has drive for hours to see one of the members.
那些信徒被他带领以后
，and after his he was guiding these members.
很多年以后
，and after a few years,
这些信徒都还在纪念他
，and these members still remembers him.
那个大雪的时候，他这个执事来看我了
，and during the snowstorm, this deacon came and visit me.
哎呀，真是好牧人。
And this is a good shepherd.
我想下雪都不要开车了，滑出去怎么办呢
？Every time when I think that when it snows, I don't want to drive because I don't want it to slip out of control.
因为好牧人就是把心都放进去了。
And a good shepherd would pour his heart out to the job.
主耶稣要把这个责任交给彼得。
And so Lord Jesus wanted to assign this task to Peter.
要确定你真的爱耶稣吗
？And he wanted to be sure that Peter really loves God or not.
主耶稣都不会把一些责任交给我们呐。
And Lord Jesus would never assign anything to us.
都会把责任交给每一位弟兄姊妹。
They would, Lord Jesus would assign different tasks to everybody, all the members.
我们周围都有我们神要我们照顾的人呐。
And we have people around us that needs our care.
你应该用好牧人的心去来照顾他。
And you should have the good the mentality of a good shepherd
你的家人
to care for them.
你的家人
your family members,
你的亲人
your relatives,
你教会的弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters in church,
你工作上的旁边的一些人
and maybe your colleagues, the people that you work with,
你不需要谈得很远啊
you don't have to talk about anything big,
你求主耶稣让我们看见
and you just have to ask the Lord to let you have the vision,
最重要是我要有一个好牧人的心
and what's most important that you musthave a heart of a good shepherd.
这个真的会感动人啊。
And this will truly touch people.
这个让人很多人留在教会里。
And this is a reason that people remain and stay at church.
有一次啊，我们做了一个调查。
And one time we conducted a survey in church.
问了一些刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹。
And we have spoken to some new believers in church.
问他说你到现在为什么还留在教会呢？真耶稣教会呢
？And so we asked them, what is the reason that you're still here at True Jesus Church until
now? 你是因为听到道理吗
？Is it because of is it our sermon?
或者你在祷告吗
？Or is itBecause of our prayer, or any other reason.
我们调查的结果啊。
And so the conclusion of the surveys.
第一个原因是什么
？What was the first reason?
因为教会有一些人爱我，牧养我。
And because that in church there are people that loves me and they shepherd me.
有一个弟兄或一个姊妹的爱感动我，所以我继续留在教会里。
And there's always a brother or a sister's love that have touched me, so I am still here in church.
约翰福音快完了，要进入使徒行传。
And so the Gospel of John's going to be over, so we're entering into the book of Acts.
准备建立教会啊。
And this is, they're ready to build the church.
主耶稣把建立教会最重要的因素讲出来了。
And so this is the most important reason for building the church as stated by Jesus.
主耶稣的爱。
and the love of Lord Jesus.
要用主耶稣的爱去爱弟兄姊妹。
And you have to have the love of Jesus to love one another and brothers and sisters.
甚至有那个决心把命都摆出来。
You have to have the determination even to sacrifice your life.
这个当然不容易啦，不是要求每一个人啦。
Of course, this is not a simple task.
但是主耶稣要彼得有这个了解。
But Jesus wanted Peter to have this this concept, this understanding of this concept.
因为主耶稣要把教会交给彼得。
And because Jesus wanted to give Peter the church.
真的，使徒行传开始，正是就是彼得。神借着彼得所做的工作。
And really, in the beginning of the book of Acts, and all the works is done through Peter.
我们要从这里学的学习到主耶稣要我们学习的。
And we have to try to learn what the Lord wanted to learn, wants to learn here.
主耶稣要我们有像好牧人的心。
And Jesus, and the Lord wanted us to have.To have a heart of a good shepherd.
主耶稣有一次用了一个比喻。
And Lord Jesus once talked about a parable.
有一百，他有一百只羊。
There's a hundred sheep.
掉了一只。
And one was lost.
主耶稣要去找那只。
And Lord Jesus wanted to find the lost sheep.
翻山越岭去找。
And he would climb over mountains or through the valleys to find it.
因为那只迷羊不可能自己找回来的。
And because the lost sheep would not find his way by himself.
主耶稣要我们去把它找出来。
And Lord Jesus wanted us to find it.
这就是牧羊。
And this is shepherding sheep.
不是辖制，辖制羊。
And this is not to exercise control on your sheep.
不是命令的。
And this is not a direct order to the sheep.
去关怀的。
And this is to show your care.
去甘心乐意的。
And you have to do it willingly.
不是勉强的。
And this is not forced.Action.
彼得到年老的时候写彼得前书。
And Peter, when he was at his old age, he has written the First Peter, the book of First Peter.
他就说要按照神的旨意牧养神的群羊。
And he wrote that according to God's will, I will shepherd the sheep of God.
他不用管理教会。
And he would not use the word management of.The church.
因为教会不是公司。
And because church is not a company.
教会是神的家。
And church is the house of God.
没有一个人的家是用公司的法律在管他的家的。
And nobody's family is used by the laws of the company rules and regulation as to manage.
家是怎么样牧养法。
And how do you shepherd your home?
是爱的。
And it's through love.
家里面有爱才是家。
And in your home, there's love, and it's called a home.
如果家里面没有爱，就不成家了。
And if there's no love in the family, that would not be considered a home.
那个爱就是基督的爱。
And this love is the love of Christ.
在主耶稣问我们之前。
And before Jesus have asked us,
我们要问主耶，我们要自己问自己。
We have to ask ourselves,
我们明白基督的爱吗？
Do we really understand God's love and the love of Christ?
如果不明白，怎么用基督的爱去爱人呢？
If we don't understand this love, how we use the same love to love others around us?
所以主耶稣问彼得三次啊。
And so Jesus asked Peter three times.
主耶稣每次回答都是一样的。
And Jesus always replied with the same answers.
因为那是主耶稣的心啊。
Because this was the heart of the Lord.
那个是神的旨意。
And this is God's will.
我们常常说我不明白神的旨意。
And often we say that we don't understand God's will.
神的旨意讲很清楚啊。
But God's will is very clear.
牧养神的教会啊。
The shepherd God's church.
就照顾弟兄姊妹。
And to care for brothers and sisters around you.
这是神的旨意啊。
This is the will of God.
不是人的旨意啊。
This is not the will of men.
主耶，感谢神啊，这个彼得啊，就领受了。
And thank God, Peter gracefully received.
在他领受以后。
And after he has received it.
第十八节。
And verse 18.
约翰福音二十一章十八节。
John chapter 21, verse 18.
这句话不容易接受啊。
And this word is not easily to accept.
但是是一个福气。
But this is a blessing.
主耶稣告诉彼得。
And so Jesus told Peter.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，人要 别人要把你束上，带你到不你不愿意去的地方。啊，第十九节，
Verse 19,
耶稣说这话是指的彼得要怎么样使荣耀神呢？啊，说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”啊，彼得啊，在说他愿意牧养神的羊。
And Peter answered that he is willing to shepherd God's sheep.
然后主耶稣才说：“我要给你更大的荣耀。”
And then Jesus said that I will give you a bigger glory.
因为你要为我而死。
Because you will die for me.
你年轻的时候，随便你要到哪里去都可以哦。
And when you're younger, you could go anywhere you wanted to go.
但是你人生要结束的时候，人家要把你带到你不想去的地方啊，不愿意去的地方。
But when you're old and you were stretched out your hand, and someone else will take you where you do not want to go.
他要为主殉道。
And he will be a martyr for God. And of course, not every one of us can accept this. And this is the special grace from God. And what is the main point here? And according to God's will, we have to shepherd his sheep. First, we have to have the love of Christ. And we will use the love of Christ to love others.
这个牧养地教会
and we will shepherd the church.
讲完这些以后
and after speaking of this,
最后主耶稣跟他讲
and lastly, Jesus have said to Peter,
十九节最后一句话
verse 19,
最后一句话
and this is the last words,
你跟从我吧
and follow me,
不必要看别人
you don't need to look at others,
我们跟从主只有一个
And when we follow the Lord, there's only one example.
我们常常有时候会搞混啊，因为前面太多了，太多东西选择。
And sometimes we are confused because there are many selections in front of us.
我们看主耶稣看不清楚。
And we cannot see Jesus very clearly.
我们在走天国的路。
When we walking on the pathway to heaven.
最保险的方法。
And the safest way.
跟着主耶稣后面走。
Just to follow Jesus right behind him.
跟着他的脚印走。
And just following his footsteps,
不能够离太远。
You cannot drift too far away.
你绝对能够走得到。
And you will definitely get there.
旁边有很多人在走。
And there are many people walking along with you.
或者你的同工。
Or maybe some of your workers.
不必把眼光太过分的注重在别人身上。
You don't have to even to focus on what other people are doing.
当然，如果他有危险，我们去帮助他了。
And of course, if he's in danger, we have to help them.
他要做什么工作，神自然会给他。
And any kind of job that he needs to do, God will give it to him.
我的工作是什么？
What is my job?
跟着主耶稣的脚印走就好。
To follow the footsteps of Jesus.
主耶稣交给我什么，我好好的把它管理好啊。
Whatever that was given to me by Jesus, I will take care of it.
我常常被主耶稣的爱充满。
And I will be filled with God's love constantly.
这个叫做跟从主啊。
And this is what is meant by following the Lord.
彼得看到旁边那个耶稣所爱的门徒。
And Peter saw the disciple whom Jesus loved the most.
他就问耶稣啊。
And he has asked Jesus,
这个人将来要怎么办呢？
What's going to happen with him?
你说我将来会为你而死，那他呢？
And you said that I will die for you one day. What about him?
主耶稣说你不要管他。
And Jesus says that do not worry about him.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十一章二十二节。
Chapter 21, verse 22.
耶稣对他说，我若要他等他等到我来的时候，与你何干呢？你跟从我吧。二十三节，于是这话就传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我若要等他等到我来的时候，与你何关呢？主耶稣不是说他不会死啊。
And Jesus never said that he would not die.
约翰你最后也是死了。
And John died at the end as well.
主耶稣的意思说你不必要管约翰啊。
Jesus basically said this is none of your business. Don't worry about him.
主耶稣要约翰活到一百岁、两百岁，跟你没有关了。
And if Jesus wanted John to live up to 100 or 200 years old, it's none of your concern.
不要因为别人影响自己对神的工作。
And do not because of others affected your job with God.
我们尽量跟弟兄姊妹合作。
And of course, we will cooperate with our brothers and sisters.
但是我们的中心是在神的身上。
But our main focus is God Himself.
按着主耶稣的脚步走。
And we will follow behind Jesus' footsteps.
哎，重要的要体会到主耶稣的爱。
And most importantly, we have to understand God, Jesus' love.
哎，有主耶稣的爱，自然能够用主耶稣的爱爱别人。
And once you have the love of Jesus, you will use that same love to love others. 嗯，
这就是二十一章的结束。
And this is the conclusion of chapter 21.
有了这些准备以后，就进入到使徒行传。
So after these preparations are set, we will enter into the book of Acts.
迎接圣灵的降临。
To receive the arrival of the Holy Spirit.
能够有能力见证主耶稣。
You will have the power to testify on behalf of God.
但是在这个之前。
But before this,
神要主耶稣要我们确保我们明白体验基督的爱。
And Lord Jesus wanted us to to experience and fulfill and understand God's love.
虽然我们好几次都失败了。
Although we have failed many times already.
主耶稣是慈爱怜悯的。
But Lord Jesus is merciful and is full of compassion.
不轻易发怒。
And he's not easily provoked to anger.
一再的用爱心把我们叫回来。
And once again, he will use his love to try to bring us back.
这就是我们所敬拜的神啊。
And this is the God that we are worshiping.
这就是我们传福音的内容。
And this is the content of our preaching the gospel.
告诉人家主耶稣怎么样用爱来招呼我。
And to tell others that how Jesus used love to call me.
用他的爱来感动我去做主耶稣的工作。
And how he has used his love to touch me so I want to do his work.
这就是为主耶稣做见证。
And this is what it means to testify for the Lord.
这就是叫做喂养主的羊。
And this is to shepherd God's sheep.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
And may the Lord have guidance on us.
从这个当中啊，我们能够学习神的真道。
And that we could learn the truth from God.
属灵的祝福。
And spiritual blessings.
我们能够认识我们敬所崇拜的神。
And we could understand the God that we are worshiping.
我们来唱五百首。
I'll sing him 500.
五百首。
500.
500首是在讲启示录第三章的二十节的事。
And this hymn is talking about Revelation chapter 3 verse 20.
主耶稣说，我所爱的我必管教。
And Jesus have said that whoever I love, I will punish.
主耶稣常常站在我们的外面。
And
叩门。
And Jesus often are standing outside knocking on our door.
好像主耶稣在招呼彼得一次一次的一样。
And it's the same way that he's been calling Peter once and twice.
但是我们要决定要不要开门。
But we have the decision whether to open the door or not.
所以这五百首说，谁站在我的门外呢？
So hymn 500 is talking about who is at my door is standing.
我要赶快打开我的门。
And I have to open my door.
迎接主耶稣进来。
I have to let Jesus in.
主耶稣要跟我坐席。
And Jesus will sit with me.
他要给我他的宝贵的荣耀恩典。
And he will give me his precious glory and grace.
我们来唱五百首。
So let's sing him 500. not pass me by. Sweet is the doors of falling, the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with. And we're now going to pray together. And when we pray, we could think about the hymn 500. And Jesus is standing outside of our hearts and constantly knocking. So we should open the door. And if we have Jesus already,
我们有了这个至宝,
and we have this precious thing, we shall not let Jesus leave.
那当然是更好了,
and that would be very bad.
更好了,
that would be very good.
就好像主彼得啊, 接受主耶稣的呼召, 去牧养小羊一样,
and just like Peter accepted the invitation from Jesus to shepherd the sheep,
决心用基督的爱来照管教会的弟兄姊妹,
and he was determined to use the love of Christ to care the members in church,
甚至已经有决心为主而死,
and he has the determination to become to die for the Lord.
那这样子我们就专心地跟从主耶稣,
so we will focus on following Jesus.
不需要特别顾念其他的人,
and we will not worry about other people.
意思说我专心在主耶稣交给我的工作上,
and to mean that we will be focused on the work assigned to us by the Lord.
很自然就会可以弟兄姊妹,
And naturally, you will work together and working well with brothers and sisters. And we will continue to pray for the brothers and sisters that we talked about this morning, that they are physically ill. Or the truth seekers.
也为学生灵会,
and we will pray for spiritual student spiritual convocation that's happening right now too.
这次学生灵会里面啊, Queens的弟兄, 的学生啊,
and during the spiritual convocation, student spiritual convocation, we have the most students from Queens.
我们这些年来发觉到Queens的弟兄姊妹参加这些讲习会的人特别多。
And throughout these years, we have discovered that we have many members attending seminars from church, from Queens Church.
这是因为神的感动。
And because this is through the touch of Christ.
也可以看出来神在准备更多的工人,
and we could see that God is preparing for more workers to come.
因为要在这里, 建立更多的教会,
and we will establish more churches in this area.
我们要为我们的下一代祷告,
we have to pray for our next generations,
让他们真正能够得到圣经里面神的真理,
and that they could truly gain the truth that's written in the Bible.
能够体验到真正体验到基督的爱。
And they could fully experience the love of Christ.
将来他们被神用的时候，能够用基督的爱，用真理来牧养这个教会。
And if they're later on used by God, they could truly use the truth from the Lord and the love from the Lord to shepherd the church.
我们一起祷告。
And let's all pray together.